Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Saturday. Hope this finds you all well. And I'm not at my usual location, so I'll only be able to get a few of these done today, but I hope you'll enjoy them, a bit like yesterday. And anyway, it's all about that quality, isn't it? So first of all, before we get into the topic, because I want to talk to you about Greta Thunberg. That's 20-year-old Greta Thunberg. I want to chat about her in a second. Before I get to that, just a reminder that our brand new shop is now open on davidvance.net. Why not go over there, click shop, and see all the goodies that you could get, including podcast goodies as well. Go and have a look. See what you think. Let me know. Greta Thunberg. Okay. Right, folks. So yesterday, just for lols, I put a tweet out over on the Twatters, and it was a clip of a video of Greta Thunberg, the 20-year-old environmentalist harpy, and she was protesting, as always, because she's never happy, because my planet is on fire. And but to be honest, she's put a few pounds on, and good for her. It'll help her in life to just strengthen herself a little bit, perhaps. But anyway, I subtweeted a picture of her with quite noticeable weight gain, saying, "Who ate all the pies?" Well, my friends, the world has descended upon my shoulders. A lot of people got it and had it and were amused by it. But then there's been a substantial tranche of Greta Thunberg fans going, "How dare you? How dare you, old man? Old man, how dare you criticize our savior, Greta Thunberg?" So they criticize me for an ad hominem attack on her by having an ad hominem attack on me. And they're so stupid. They're so calamitously stupid. They don't get it. Second thing is they say, "She's only a teenage girl. How can you attack this poor teenage girl?" She's not a teenager anymore. She's 20. People fight in uniform and die for their country age 20. Spur me your pathetic pieties. Okay? So she's not a teenager. She's 20. Third, Miss Thunberg, if she gets her way, will move us back into the dark ages even faster than her pals in the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. So she's a real and present danger. She preaches, I mean, if you've listened to her in the past year, because she went full Marxist, because she wants to see slave reparations. She basically wants to see the end of capitalism. And of course, this appeals to the certain tranche of very, very stupid social justice warrior type people who infest social media. And so they get triggered when you actually have fun at ridiculing their savior. And I mean, they put her up on this pedestal. It's quite amazing to see it, actually, because these are mostly growing. They're not all children that, you know, are sort of in full lure to Greta Thunberg. So a lot of these people are adults as well. They're grown ups, but they haven't really grown up. That's the problem, you know. So they think that, you can't criticize Greta. Oh, no, if to do that, it's heresy, I tell you. Burn him at this. Burn him at the sticks. Get some stones and throw them at him because he criticized our Greta. Let me tell you something, lefty losers. Everyone is open to criticism of whatever type. That's the sort of world we live in. We're not, and that includes me, by the way. So that's fine. I'm happy to be criticized. But so is Greta Thunberg. So is everybody. We mustn't allow the lefties to just, sort of insulate their figures from critique whilst they go about the almost demonical, with a demonical enthusiasm, the obliteration of everyone they don't like. So it's been quite interesting. But on the serious substance of what Greta Thunberg stands for, and her, you know, her school strikes and all the nonsense. I mean, it's clear to, I think, any sentient person that she is a controlled puppet. Did you see the pictures of her in her quote-unquote protest in Germany, where she posed all smiles with the police. Did you see that? And then she was arrested for the cameras. So she's a fake actress. Let's be clear in this. It's all fake. Everything concerning Thunberg, not least the agenda she advocates, but even the whole essence of what she is, it's fakery. And it's time to call her out. We should not allow her. And I was very glad, of course, during the Trump years, where Trump rightly treated her in the correct way by making it clear that he wasn't going to pay any attention to her demented ravings. So that was where Donald Trump got it absolutely right. But anyway, as I say, at the moment, I see a lot of hostility coming my way on the Twitters. Doesn't bother me. And I think more and more people should be asking more and more questions about Greta Thunberg, the least of which is who ate all the pies. Thank you so much for listening.